Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I welcome you to the show. We both hope you had a great weekend. We got some rain, Ed. It was very nice. Cooled things down a little bit up at the Buckmaster Hacienda. We're ready to go here and launch another week. Monday, the 10th of August, 2015, coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We're live streaming at BuckmasterShow.com and KVOI.com, and we've got our podcasts and the complete show archive available 24/7, again, on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. We have links to our show on the homepages of the TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News and Sahurita Sun, and our newest media partner is Tucson Lifestyle Magazine and TucsonLifestyle.com. The live line number for you anytime during the hour, 790-2040. And our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. It's time for our Monday political face-off featuring commentators John Munger, Mr. Munger, Tucson attorney and former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Seated to the left of me, Vince Robigo. Vince, longtime Democratic Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General in 2010, and head now of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by our friends over at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, the best framing operation, I think, in Arizona. Family-run and owned since 1985, Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, they're at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook. Vince and John, how was the weekend, guys?
Terrific weekend.
Great weekend. Wonderful.
Yep. Did you get any rain at your place, Vince?
A little bit. A little bit, and it's always good to get it.
We got some real thunder boomers where
you
I
did.
Am. Yeah, it was great.
Very nice, and it's not that bad, the heat this summer.
No, it's been fairly moderate, and every other day there's been a nice monsoon. I mean, I tell people all the time, quit complaining about Tucson. How'd you like to live in Houston or Dallas or Miami or Oklahoma City? This is terrific. I love it.
Tucson's a great place to be. And
even in the summer.
The great way to start off August here. I know the TUSD kids went back on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Our kids went back. So we spent a good weekend celebrating a successful beginning to the school year with two middle schoolers.
I talked to one of my daughters last night, and she said, the kids are going back to school Monday. Thank God.
Everybody can, the parents can all kind of breathe a sigh of relief. Summer's kind of over, at least for the kids anyway. Donald Trump still is leading after that debate. There was a new NBC News survey showing that if his comments about Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly are hurting his standing in the Republican primary, it's not showing in the numbers. John, let me ask you, you've been chair of the Republican Party here in Arizona. Should leadership of the Republican Party politely ask Mr. Trump to leave the Republican Party?
Oh, no, you can't do that. Look, I've been state chairman of the Arizona Republican Party in the same position statewide as Reince Priebus is in the national party. That happens all the time where somebody says, you've got to throw that guy out of the party.
Did it happen during your leadership? People asked you to throw some people out?
Happens all the time. And you can't do that. I mean, the party's job is to run a fair debate, let people speak. It's a democratic process. And I will tell you that if the Republican Party tried to throw Donald Trump out, they would have a revolution on their hands. The party would collapse. That is not the party's job. The party's job is to run fair debates, and if a candidate is attracting votes, so be it. I happen to think I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, but thank God for Donald Trump. I mean, we had 24 million people focusing on Republican candidates 16 months before the election. Most people in the summer, most people don't focus on party politics until way later, probably a year from now. This is terrific. All of our candidates are being heard. They're being watched. It's terrific. Donald Trump, in my opinion, is bringing up, he's caught a flame in the Republican Party, and I think across the country. I personally think he's not the candidate for a whole lot of reasons. I don't like him very much, but boy, he's getting this great advertising.
Is it the right kind of advertising, though, Vince?
Well, I don't proclaim to be speaking on behalf of the Republican Party, but it is certainly drawing a lot of attention, and I know that there are some in the Republican Party that disagree with what John's saying. There was one quote almost on point where John said there was 24 million people watching. You know, the quote was, and I forget who said it, in the top, one of these top Republican national officials said, you know, the good thing is 24 million people were watching the Republicans. The bad thing is 24 million people were watching the Republicans. No. And so there is, you know, there's certainly a lot of heartburn by plenty there, and including there, at least what's been reported in the media about their concern about what he's saying and doing. And certainly, I think you're seeing a lot of concern by the candidates, at least, who are expressing dismay that, it's Donald Trump every day, all the time, and the other candidates are not able to get their message out. Mm-hmm. So while I think John is right in the sense that if you're just looking at this from party to party, I think I'd like to see some more fair coverage and have both different, coverage of both parties, both primaries, because there is a primary happening on the Democratic side.
Nobody's talking
about it, because it's the Donald Trump celebrity hour.
Well, the Republican
candidates are getting tired of answering questions every day about what Donald Trump said.
Well,
and they're expressing that, whether it's Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio, they're saying, hey, stop asking me.
Republican conservatives generally watch a lot of news outlets, but one of the ones they watch a lot is Fox News. And I will tell you, Fox News is going out of its way to put in all the other candidates. I was watching last night. They give them all kinds of time. In the last 24 hours, I've probably heard 10 of the Republican candidates on the news talking about the issues. And they're all basically saying, look, I'm not going to talk about Donald Trump. We're going to talk about the issues, and they talk about the issues. They're getting great exposure as a result of this. And I suspect that's true on all the networks. We've got an abundance of great candidates. I will tell you that 6 or 7 million people watched the first debate, the second string debate. Carly Fiorina came up from 2% to 8% in her numbers.
Wow.
It's been a wonderful thing. That 6 or 7 million is a record in itself ties records for previous high debates. 24 million people is about three times the max number of anybody ever listening to a program like that of any nature, including sports programs. I think only one sports event has had more people watching. This is a record breaker. Wow. It's a big deal. And we're getting huge amount of exposure. I think the interesting thing, too, is that the Democratic Party is not having its first debate until October, which the Democratic candidates are upset about, because it appears to be the Democratic Party coddling Hillary Clinton and not letting anybody else be heard against her until October, and they're very unhappy about that.
Vince, what do you think about that?
You know, I don't know if that's that. I haven't heard anything like that, so this is the first I've heard of that. But what I would say is that with so many candidates in the field, and with Donald Trump leading so favorably for GOP voters, and I'm assuming these polls are generally talking about they're talking to GOP primary voters.
I think so,
primary voters. There are plenty of independents and certainly a whole bunch of Democrats and others that are seeing that if Donald Trump, and he's so popular that they're supporting him and the way he comes across – that this is the GOP. I think that spells doom for the
brand,
GOP.
He's the brand.
Correct. Yeah. That's the brand. If that's what's happening, mm-hmm. and you're seeing such tremendous support and polling for that, I know John's happy about the coverage, mm-hmm. but all I can say is beware what you ask for, because it's like I said, the bad news is 24 million people are watching, and if that's the Republican brand, that's not the kind of leadership we need for this country.
Well, I will tell you that when people watch that, 24 million people watched one, and another 7 million watched mm-hmm. the other debate.
They over saw 30 million people.
They saw 17 candidates up there, mm. and they all got basically equal time. So Donald Trump got something like 9 minutes and 13 seconds. All of the rest were all of the other candidates in what amounted to 4 hours of debates. He got 9 minutes and 13 seconds. So they got to see all the other Republican candidates speaking. That's a wonderful thing.
All right, let's go to John, who's been waiting on the live line at 790-2040. Hi, John.
Hello. Yes, thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a question for Vince and for John. Mm-hmm. First, Mr. Munger, I agree with you in that I think Trump has done the Republicans a service in terms of generating a huge amount of enthusiasm. My question for you is, how, as a party person, how do you maintain that enthusiasm when inevitably Trump doesn't get the nomination? How do you keep those people from not staying home? And then for Mr. Robigo, I think in light of Mr. Trump's media circus, it's really overshadowed the fact that Bernie Sanders is getting tens of thousands of people to show up and see him throughout the country, and it's not getting really reported. How do you see Mr. Sanders kind of continue to develop this groundswell of support?
Okay, good
question.
Well,
let me try to answer, and then I'll let Vince talk. Okay. You've hit it right on the head, John. There are going to be disappointed voters, and both parties are going to have problems with fall off. If Bernie Sanders, for example, doesn't become the Democratic candidate, how many of the Bernie Sanders voters are not going to vote, not going to turn out to vote? It's the same thing with Trump. The good thing about what we've got going is we have a lot of candidates that are basically saying the same thing as Trump, but they're saying it in a little more classy tone, I think. We've got a lot of people like Carla Fiorina, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker, Rick Perry, Ted Cruz, a lot of people saying the same things. They're just saying it in a different way. And I think that the Trump voters will be very happy ultimately. We have a lot of candidates who are basically saying the same thing, but they're saying it, they're telling the truth. They're just not doing it in a way, the flashy and showbiz way that Trump does it. But I think the voters will be happy. But you've pointed out a good problem. We've always got to get our voters out.
Okay. Now, Vince, about the answer the question, please, about Bernie Sanders.
Sure. Well, the thing about that is it's a fundamental problem that the media has. The media likes to cover, sensationalism. And so, that's an issue that campaign's going to have to deal with. Because here you have, for example, Donald Trump, sucking the air out of the room for everybody. It's not just a question of whether or not he's getting more attention than all the other candidates. And while it may be true that those different candidates at the Republican forums, that they got equal airtime, they certainly have not gotten equal attention. And that is, it's all across the country. Everyone's talking about Trump. Every channel you turn on, every paper you open, it's not talking about the vision of the Republican Party. And I'm glad to hear that John agrees that Donald Trump reflects what the Republican Party platform is going to be, because that's a terrible vision for America. And people are concerned when you have somebody who's getting that much positive traction on the Republican side, who has such an obviously thin skin, and people are willing to back that with somebody who's got the power to begin a nuclear war. It's a scary thing. Well, so you look back to the Bernie Sanders issue, That's a difficult issue for any campaign who doesn't have as much money as the front runner, doesn't have as much attention and sort of a name pedigree as Hillary Clinton, and then the news is being eclipsed by someone on the complete opposite side of the aisle. I don't know how they're going to deal with that for that campaign.
John, hold your thought there. We're a little late for the break. We're going to take the break here. Brought to you, the Face-Off, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday for a newsmaker interview with former Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett. Mr. Bennett is now a Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 1, also the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Let's go back to the live line. Terry would like to speak with John Munger and Vince Robigo. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Yes, sir, Bill. I'm doing just fine. Wonderful show as usual.
Thank you.
I love politics, and because I wasn't born in the United States, I have a clear interest in who's going to win and who's not. So I keep an interest in this great country of mine. Thank you. This is for Vince and John. Hillary, an old professional herself, Clinton, has an edge over any Democrat. She has friends in the media, past, present, and future, to carry out her policies. We heard one today, actually. It's going to come out in education, free education for everybody. How glorious. Without paying for it, so that's cool. Without getting out in the crowds, she avoids the contact of we the people. So Bernie, I don't like Bernie's politics, too socialist. I left that country, Germany, because it was too socialist and almost communist. So, you know, Bernie's able to get the 10,000 to 15,000 crowd, and what the American people have to put up with is friends in the media. Thank you.
Okay, well, what do you say?
Let me go back. I appreciate his comments.
About friends in the media?
I agree with it. You know, Hillary is part of the what we call the establishment, which is the Washington, New York, Wall Street cartel combined with the media cartel. It's all, they all talk to each other and they all support each other. But I want to go back to Donald Trump a minute. Mm-hmm. Vince made a comment about, gee, you know, the Donald Trump, if that's a party, if that's the message of the Republican Party. Don't confuse the messenger and the personality of the messenger with a message. Donald Trump's message is fairly consistent with the rest of the messages in the Republican Party. I don't like his style. I don't like his personality. But his message is fully consistent, or largely consistent, with the Republican platform. And he's telling people, look, we need to start telling the truth. We need to start telling it like it is. And the other candidates are doing that. They're having to do that. And that's what's striking a chord with the American public, is our candidates are telling it like they see it. They're telling the truth. And you may not agree with the message, but don't attack the messenger. And Donald Trump is just the messenger. We've got plenty of other messengers that can convey that message in a very positive way.
Well, and that's exactly why the GOP cartel, if I may use John's own language, is so concerned and sensitive to what Donald Trump is doing and saying right now, because they know they have an uphill battle in attracting women voters. And they are anti-choice. They've fought every effort to get income equality for women when it gets into the Congress. They are doing everything to avoid freedom and liberty over your own body, and try to, you know, have these vaginal ultrasound laws and all these things that keep taking away women's freedoms. And then you have the epitome of the boorish behavior of Donald Trump as the front runner, attacking a woman, making references to menstruation and talking about
Fox and
her
Kelly,
her cycle of the month, and Megyn Kelly, and that's exactly why you see other top candidates saying, hey, we have a battle already. What are you doing? So you flip over then to the other side. Let's talk about other issues. When he comes out and without facts, and we've talked about this before, that are not justified, essentially describes all Mexicans as criminals and rapists that are crossing the border without papers. And that's what he did. You can keep trying to change it. And then he was not unartful, and he stood by his comments, and he was roundly excoriated across the country and without the Latino vote, without the women supporting, the GOP is in big trouble. Now, going back to what
you
the
wish,
caller
Vince.
Said, let me redirect and answer the question that the caller asked, or
yes,
tried to ask.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that had to do with media. Mm-hmm. The reality is, he's absolutely right that Hillary Clinton has an edge, being involved in the forefront of politics and a front runner for so many years does give her the edge. As far as whether or not she is a media favorite, that's absolutely untrue. The reality is her campaign has been criticized by those in the media because she's not giving access. It's a very tight ship that mm-hmm. she's running. It's a very strong sort of streamlined campaign. She's controlling her message, and as he referenced today, the issue of trying to have a very bold vision, a debt-free college, mm-hmm. not free college to everyone, free community college, mm-hmm. and then a ramped up Pell Grant program, and then also cutting student loan interest rates. So it's not just saying, oh, everything's free. That's not exactly accurate. But that's a bold vision, and she's putting her policy out there. But as far as the day-to-day when media are covering her campaign, you can look it up yourself. I encourage your readers to do so. There's criticism amongst those in the media because they're not having access mm-hmm. to be able to talk to her. So to say that she's just got friends in some sort of generalized media cartel that John's referring to, it's really not the case. She's being criticized for not giving access.
Well, Vince, there's a difference between being criticized because you're not giving enough access versus being criticized because of your message. The cartels, everybody knows that the mainstream news media doesn't like the Republican message, and they do like Hillary Clinton's message. They don't like Hillary Clinton because she won't give them access. That's different than saying they are attacking her message. And they attack our message. They put our message down every day. They are clearly clearly part of that Washington Wall Street cartel that also has the support of the media, and they just aren't going to attack our message. But the bottom line is we're getting our message out. I'm very pleased that our message is getting out, and I think we're just doing great.
Okay. Vince?
And I'm happy they're getting their message out, too, because the more that they show their true colors, the more they're not talking about educational opportunity for our future, jobs and infrastructure, the populist things we need. The more we see that message, the better the Democratic Party and our Democratic candidates look
for
2016.
We've been talking about it, and we are talking about it. We've got plans and messages, and they're very concrete. What you need to do is listen to what the Republicans are saying, Vince.
All right. John Munger, Vince Robigo. Gentlemen, thank you very much. I hope both of you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing sponsors our Monday political face-off. Thank you, Moe and family. Moe's Gallery, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. They will take care of all of your framing needs. They do such a fantastic job. I highly recommend them. Be right back.
Getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you landed 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and today we're resuming our monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College. This series introduces the Buckmaster Show listeners to the very talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's six community campuses home. Today we're going to hear from Dr. Jeff Tease. Dr. Tease is the new executive director in charge of Pima's developmental education programs, which brings students up to speed in the foundational subjects of math, reading, and writing. Dr. Tease comes to Pima Community College from Lee College near Houston, where he served as Dean of Academic Affairs. Dr. Tease, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Well, how's the new job going? What do you, when you look at the situation at Pima, what are some of your thoughts?
The situation at Pima with respect to developmental education is moving forward. The DevEd redesign that a group of colleagues had performed in the previous year has set in motion a list of recommendations to move the campus to a system-wide set of procedures. It's going to help students at all of the campuses move forward in their preparations for their college-level courses, perhaps even streamlining some of their time to get to those college-level courses, and obviously to be more successful when they do reach those gateway courses in reading, writing, mathematics, and all of the other gen ed disciplines.
So the students come to Pima and then they are given assessment tests. Is that how that works, Jeff?
That is correct. Right now we use a Compass test for the majority of students that come to our campus. However, we do use the AccuPlacer test, which is a web-based assessment that we're allowed to use out in the high schools. So that allows us to assess those high school juniors and seniors a little early to see how they're performing. But we are moving towards what's called a multiple measures format. And the idea of the multiple measures format brings in other data, other information that will help us place a student in the correct place. So when it comes to, for example, non-cognitive measures, those types of attitudes and behaviors that students need to exhibit in a classroom, regardless whether it's math or writing, that's something that a Compass test or an AccuPlacer test hasn't been able to give us in the past. And those assessment tests, such as Compass and AccuPlacer, do just provide us a one-day snapshot of how that student performed on that day, not necessarily giving us a full picture of how they could perform throughout a 16-week or 8-week course.
Yeah, because you don't want to rely on just one little test.
Exactly.
You've got a student's future here, and you don't want to just rely on one test. You really want to see a multifaceted approach to that student and what's best for the student.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of those, we've recently piloted using a non-cognitive test that allows us to get more feedback from students. Obviously, those students that are coming directly out of high school have had a different recent experience with respect to education as opposed to our non-traditional students that might have been out for 5-10 years in the workforce.
And the non-traditional student, how they're coming back for a variety of reasons, right? Their professional development is obviously at the top of the list.
Yeah, that is correct. And perhaps finding a new certificate or degree that's going to boost the position they're in now, or looking to go back and retrain into another discipline, hoping to find a job or employment in a different field.
Dr. Jeff Tees is with us. He's the executive director. He's in charge of PEMA's developmental education programs, which are so important to the future of the students at PEMA. When you talk about a curriculum redesign, Dr. Tees, what are you talking about there? What facets are involved in that?
Well, one of those, one redesign is using what's referred to as the iBEST model. It's a way of integrating the students' reading, writing, and math deficiencies, getting their deficiencies up to speed while they're working within an actual degree plan. Our adult education program at PEMA has initiated iBEST models in the behavioral health and also in the hotel restaurant management. Another option for contextualizing the curriculum would be to create a developmental math course that really streamlines the curriculum and puts it in a context that's beneficial to students that are working on a career and technical program, whether it's welding or building and construction trades, so that math course they're learning actually is applicable and they see how those particular concepts within the math course are actually being used in their trade or their field as well.
So a student is let's say a student is struggling with perhaps math, but the student really has the right motivation, wants to really get ahead. Is there support for that student?
Absolutely.
And how would that work?
Well, we've initiated just recently what we call Boost and Boot Camps. And okay. What those do is give students, we just actually finished our first week of Boost last week and along with a writing boot camp. It gives students that have had a lapse in time since they've been in school the ability to come back and refresh without the impetus of a grade for this. This is a chance to practice with instruction and tutors available to help them work through at their own pace, mm-hmm. which is convenient for the students, so they're not relegated to we're doing this today and this tomorrow. If as a student I need to work a little more on, you know, factoring a polynomial, I've got as much time as I want to spend working towards that. So not only does it allow them to increase their skills, but it just gets their mindset back into the college course-taking mindset.
Is that boot camp then available for the students who need help in reading, writing, and math, all three disciplines?
Yeah, we have two different levels. The Boost is a quicker 1 week kind of refresher type course, and we ran those in math and reading. And the boot camp is more of a 3 week getting prepared for the semester. We ran that in writing. But as we move forward with these pilots, we want to expand in all three disciplines, both at the Boost and the boot camp level, so that students have that ability to refresh and possibly advance. Some students will come in, and as we currently are just using an Accuplace or a Compass test score, if they land in a test range and they're real close to the end, you know, real close to the edge, what sometimes we refer to as a bubble student, we realize that a point above or a point below is not that different of a student, and so this Boost gives them that opportunity to go back and refresh and possibly accelerate to the next course.
You know,
in the sequence,
a lot of students have no idea really what they want to do when they're young people. Perhaps they want to go to college, but they don't really know what direction, Dr. Tees, that they want to go in.
Right.
So you can help in that way too, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. Part of the developmental education nationally is defined more as just these courses in math, reading, and writing, but it's also the student support that's built around those. And working with our student services division and their recent review, we'll be incorporating open house or front end meeting sessions that allow students to do a little more investigation. we're also creating a what's called a pre-assessment activity that allows them to search out some of the meta majors or kind of clusters of disciplines that allows them to start to focus where they want to head with their degree aspirations or certificate aspirations. And then we can match the math level and the reading level that's required for those particular disciplines. So it's not just about showing up and now I've got a laundry list of developmental courses I have to do before I can actually start working in a, you know, a course that, that excites me from a discipline, a possible career standpoint.
Let's talk about the high schools and the, how they can collaborate with what you and your team are doing at Pima. Starting off, getting people off on the right foot, so important for these young people headed for college.
Absolutely. There's probably two major initiatives that we're focusing with the high schools. One is working with them for their senior year curriculum. And with the state moving towards the AZ Merit, which is more of an end of course exam, that's very similar to what the state of Texas had done several years ago. And moving away from Ames, mm-hmm. you know, the curriculum their senior year is going to be able to be developed so that that first and second semester is designed so that they are prepared for college-level courses so they don't end up graduating from high school, landing in, you know, a two-semester or three-semester sequence of developmental courses. And the other way is with the multiple measures, we're looking at sharing data in a way that once we run some validation studies, similar to what about six or seven states have done, Florida being probably one of the more well-known ones, is allowing students to just skip that Compass test and go right into a college-level course based on their performance in high school GPA, the number of IB or International Baccalaureate courses they took, number of AP exams. Also looking at their attendance records, but, you know, trying to pick up those pieces of what type of student they are and not having that pre-calculus student that just graduated from high school land in a, an introductory algebra course.
All right, Dr. Tees, thank you very much. It's good for you to be back, I'm sure, in Arizona. You did a lot of your, you did your undergraduate and your advanced educational work at University of Arizona. And ASU, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And so it's good to be back, right?
Absolutely. We love being back in the state.
Tell me, why did you go into education? Was there some educator that influenced you in your life?
Yeah. Yes, it was my parents. My mm-hmm. Both my parents were educators. My mom was a kindergarten, second grade teacher, and my dad was a high school math teacher. And, you
so
know, our, just our lifestyle.
Role model.
Absolutely.
Terrific role models.
Absolutely.
For you.
They were great role models for me and still are involved in education in ways and provide a, you know, a sounding board as well and have throughout my profession. So,
Dr. Jeff Tees, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank
Dr.
you.
Dr. Tees, the new executive director in charge of Pima's developmental education programs. For more information about Pima Community College, we invite you to visit pima.edu. We'll be right back.
American Openings is pleased to be a sponsor of Good News Radio Broadcasting, featuring local news and information on AM 1030 KVOI, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on KGMS 940 AM, positive and encouraging music on 88.1 FM K-Love, and pop classics on KCEE 690 AM. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer, concerned about our community and proud to be a partner with Good News Radio to help make our community a better place.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and director of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, now celebrating at least 43 years, probably pushing toward 44, as a Tucson-based nonprofit that's engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Dr. Sykes is the former chair of NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group, and one of the things in his career he's very proud of is his work around Pluto. And of course, Pluto is in the news and has been the spectacular images that we have been seeing from the New Horizons spacecraft. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, and it was great being back there for the flyby and continuing to see the spectacular images that continue to be downloaded from the spacecraft.
So tell our listeners, where did you go to watch the flyby? Where were you?
Mission Control is out at the Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. And mm-hmm. so they're having a big event over a couple of days there. And Alan Stern, the PI, invited me to come on out. And it was a lot of fun. Old home week, and got to see a lot of people.
What have we learned that has been the most surprising to you, Dr. Sykes?
Both Pluto and Charon, and it's really a double planet. The two things orbiting a spot in between the two of them, but they're both amazingly dynamic surfaces. There's a lot going on there. What really surprised everybody was the evidence for there's mountains, there's tectonics, there's glaciation, there's on Pluto there's the atmosphere, there's polygonal terrain, which we see on Mars, which might be due to heating and cooling cycles, except that there really shouldn't be that out there, so it might be due to some interior processes. You know both worlds are extremely active, which was very surprising to actually see. Just the great diversity in the landscapes there, from dark to bright to ice moraines and like I said, mountains and other features.
Because previously the images of Pluto had been, you might say, rather dull compared to what we've seen.
Oh, absolutely, because we're seeing them from the orbit of the Earth,
yeah,
using space telescope, and here now we're getting as close as a little over 13,000 kilometers. And so it was a very, very close-up view. You'd be able to recognize the docks in Manhattan at the kind of spatial scales that are seen.
So New Horizons has now moved on away from Pluto. How long was it actually very close up?
For a very short period of time. The flyby it took over, was considered over a span of a couple of months, but mm-hmm. but in terms of getting the best images, that was a very short period of time, like a day or so, because mm-hmm. it's going like a bat out of hell. and it's going to take a while now to get the data back. We've gotten back just, you were mentioning
3%,
earlier,
right?
3% of the data that was obtained. So 97% of it's going to take about a year to get down to the surface of the Earth, because they have a modest antenna and they're a long way away. And so it comes back very slowly.
So the spacecraft is moving away and into the outer reaches of the solar system, mm-hmm. but it's a very busy little spacecraft, because now it continues to do this transmission of
right.
these images, but these images take a while, right?
They do. It's a very slow baud rate, if you call that term. you remember the modems that mm-hmm. were very slow, and they go, ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
ding. You know, it's kind of like this out of Pluto. But it's got more to go, because in about 3 years' time or so, it's going to fly by, 3 or 4 years, it's going to fly by another target. And this will be a small Kuiper Belt object. This is the Kuiper Belt is kind of like another asteroid, beyond Pluto, and it's where short period comets come from, the comets that we typically see in the sky, most of them, and so seeing something in that nursery is going to be also very exciting, but it'll be a much smaller body, like 15, 20 kilometers or so.
What's the life expectancy of the New Horizons mission?
Well,
another couple of years.
It can last as long as money will flow. it's going to run out of its propellant pretty much when it flies by its next target.
What is the propellant?
In this case, it'll be hydrogen. Beyond that, it's not likely it would have an opportunity to encounter yet another body, but it could continue to measure the plasma environment in the outer solar system for, I think more than a decade or two if we wanted to keep it on that long, kind of like the Voyagers.
Mm-hmm. But I think the taxpayers have certainly gotten their money's worth, right, for the New Horizons.
Absolutely.
I don't know, what
absolutely.
Did this thing cost in the first place? And it's really gone very well.
Yeah,
when you think of the money that was put into it, it probably wasn't much.
I think it was less than a billion.
Uh-huh.
But and we're just learning so much about this new class of planet. Mm-hmm. We have Dawn at Ceres, and we've got these great images of Pluto and Charon, and these are they're called dwarf planets, and they're the most common type of planet in our solar system, if not the universe. And I'm seeing similarities across these three bodies. So there's the great variations from darkness to brightness on the surfaces. We see that in a limited area on Ceres. We have the bright spots in the dark area. On Pluto and Charon, there's dark areas and bright areas, but the bright areas are more expansive. And there's similar processes going on. When we see the mountains on Pluto, the first thing that I saw when I saw them, I thought, oh my gosh, it looks like the one mountain that we see on Ceres that people call the pyramid.
Uh-huh.
But also another thing I'd point out is that I love the names they're giving to the area to the areas on Pluto and Charon. So there's this big heart shaped kind of icy area that's Tombaugh Regio, named after
Clyde Tombaugh.
And there's some fun stuff too. So this dark area on the top of Charon, which is that an impact? Is that mm-hmm. stuff coming out? And so they call it Mordor Macula,
Lord of the Rings. How about the Mark Sykes?
Yeah.
Mark Sykes crater.
But that's usually given for dead people. So I'll put off on that. So.
Dr. Mark Sykes with us from the Planetary Science Institute, known as PSI here in Tucson. And PSI is not an exclusive club. It is open to everybody.
Yes.
And we encourage people to become members. I'm a member. They do great research over there. I wanted to get into this new study shedding light on the origin of most of the common meteorites, but that came out of PSI. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to save that for another time. What was the bottom line on that? What is the new light on the origin of these most common meteorites?
They come from a little further out than we'd expected.
Really?
Yeah, not a part of the asteroid belt type.
Okay. Mark Sykes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City offers really an escape from the ordinary. Walk through the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Swim in the Gila River. Just relax in America's first wilderness. That's the Gila National Forest. We encourage you to go to their fine website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. There is the fine opportunities there to stay in some great places like Bear Mountain Lodge. They have the full listing there on the website, and they also have the many things to do all categorized very easily for you at southwestnewmexico.org. Our thanks to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico for being one of our longtime sponsors on the show. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning, 2 hours of news talk with local talk. Chris and Joe, Wake Up Tucson, the Daily Double 8 to 9 with Christy Simone and always a guest host every day. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander, 12:04 for our Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be speaking with former Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett, now a CD1 congressional candidate, on the Republican side, of course, and we'll be right back with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cordero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.